Well, Rotherham today were a strong physical side. There was probably a mismatch at the picking up at set plays height-wise, but the most important thing is they're in your face, and they keep the ball alive, and they try and keep it in the box, and they turn you, and they play to their strengths. We had to stand up and be counted. It wasn't probably best football for the purist in the first half. It was just a case of winning your battles, competing for that first ball. And then if you can't win that first ball, make sure you win enough second balls. We didn't win enough second balls in the first half, and we were put under a little bit of pressure without them really having any clear-cut chances. And our passing, because the forced errors out was with the passing. But I said to players at half-time, come on, we're better than that. Let's get the ball down and play. And I thought second half we did that a lot better. We've got 3 points in the bag, a good win away from home again at Rotherham. I just look at that last 5 minutes and people will be talking about that for years and years, the Sheffield Wednesday fans going home tonight, going home happy, and they can turn around and say, I was there. And like I say, it doesn't surprise you in football. I think Man United did it in the European Cup final. You've got to keep going. You've got to keep going. And once you put 7 minutes up, we knew we still had an opportunity. But the most important thing, like I said, the character the players showed, we're on that 53-point mark. Our challenge, I keep saying to the players, is keep challenging. Our next aim is to get to the 60 points. I've been in it long enough to know I don't get too carried away with the wins, and I don't get too carried away with the defeats. But I'll enjoy a glass of wine tonight, though.
Well, the best team lost. You can't get to 93 minutes and then defend poorly. You know, we defended poorly for equaliser. Matt Derbyshire has striker's challenge on the touchline. You can't let people have free headers and 7-8 yards from goal from a free kick. Your midfield players need to track their midfield runners when they're coming through and, you know, at the end of the game. So it's gut-wrenching, to be honest. The chairman's been dead in the dressing room first time in 2.5 years, and he's reminded us how good the performance was in the second half, and we didn't deserve it. But if you defend poorly and you don't match runners, you get punished.
Is it harder to take because of the occasion as well?
No, it's nothing to do with Sheffield Wednesday. We'll play much bigger clubs than Sheffield Wednesday here in the Championship in the next few weeks, you know, when the people like Norwich come to town. So, but if we defend like that, we won't win a game. It's just hard to take. The dressing room was very, very quiet. You know, I think there's people close to tears, you know, if not in tears. So, and that's just the emotion of the game. And that's what happens. But we have a break now. What's the positives? That we dominated second half. People talk about playing football. I don't want to play like that, the way they play, and they've won the game. I don't want to just launch it to somebody at 6 feet six. So I think we played the football in the second half. I think we commanded it. But, you know, you need to defend properly. Chairman felt for us. He's never been down. And when he comes down for a reason. He's just come down and he's almost in tears himself. He knows how bad we all feel and take it after that. And he knows that the wee devils will be jumping up and down and want to do things and say things. So he knows that we're battling for him, and that's the message he gave to all of us.
It just fell for me nicely, really. Stevie May put me, I was clean through, really. Just made sure I hit the target. I think luckily went under the keeper and went in. Obviously, the scenes after, it was crazy. I loved it. It was a kick in the teeth, the second goal, obviously, straight after we'd scored. But the character of the boys, and obviously we believed we could keep going, and that's what we did. You could see the scenes, what it meant to me when I scored, and obviously the fans and all the players and the staff. So, yeah, it's up, I think, obviously, my most important, really. I've not got many, but, yeah. Every year you're looking to build, and I think we have built from last year, and we'll keep hoping to build in the future. We'll just keep working hard, keep doing what we've been doing, take every game as it comes and see where that leaves us at the end.
As you can imagine, changing room is very low at the moment. It's going to take a couple of days to settle down, I think. Everyone's hurting a lot in there at the moment. You know, you're thinking, you know, let's try and see it out, and then obviously they pop up and do what they've done, so great disappointment on our part. You know, credit to them. They kept going and going, and even when they went to all, they still went at it. Don't really know what to say about it all, to be honest. It would hurt immensely anyway, but then when you see what's happened, Wigan scoring in the last minute and the point swing, obviously disappointing. So, you know, but the 6 points to play for on Easter weekend, you know, that's it's a massive weekend, so we need to make sure that we, you know, we hurt for a few days and then we work towards that weekend.